Welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up in the trade finance sphere, our headline news offering, Tat Yin Yap, the former head of Product Management Asia Trade Finance for SocGen, argues that the crisis could be a catalyst for electronic presentations of trade instruments. India's lockdown will be a test case. On our third-party news tracker service in the trade world, the implementation date of Basel III standards has been deferred by 1 year to the 1st of January 2023 as part of a set of measures announced by the group of central bank governors and heads of supervision amid the COVID-19 crisis. Brazilian development bank BNDES is working to line up emergency financing for airlines in April and could extend a lifeline to other companies needing both capital and liquidity as they weather the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. And Santander plans to roll out its Ripple-powered international payment system, OnePay FX, in Mexico in 2020. Over in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, Cambodia Transmission Limited has closed the first non-recourse debt facility for a transmission line in Cambodia. Sharid Somani has been promoted to Asia Pacific Head of Infrastructure at KPMG, where he has worked for over 15 years. And sponsors of the 74 megawatt Ishimaki Hibonero Biomass Power Plant in Japan reached full financial close on the funds to back the scheme on the 24th of March. On our third-party news track service in the project and export world, US Exim has approved about $91.5 million in loan guarantee financings that support the export of design, engineering and construction services to Senegal. The Inter-American Development Bank has priced a new $2 billion five-year sustainable development bond global benchmark. And Ficoma, a British pollution control company, has secured UKEF-backed guarantees worth over £300,000 to export equipment that will help contain and clean up oil spills in marine and industrial centres across the globe. And finally, in the commodity finance industry, on our essentials news front, CocoaBod has closed its $600 million receivables-backed term loan this month, slightly behind its original forecast close date in February. On our third-party news tracker service in the commodity space, Glencore has detailed a number of measures, including refinancing and extending its RCFs. It has taken amid the coronavirus pandemic, and Royal Dutch Shell has pulled out of a major US LNG export plant under development following the recent crash in energy prices. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.